Is that? It is. It is a human. It seems like they are tending to the garden alone again, with no one else around. They always seem quite happy doing that, and really seem to care about it. Does that mean they would not judge me or be afraid? Over the past few days of watching them, they have not shown anything that would suggest that they would hate me or have prejudice. So I think it is time now to reveal myself to them. But how though? I can't just shout at them, otherwise they may be spooked. I think I should go for a more cautious approach of just slowly making my way through the forest and to the edge of their garden. Just nice and slow. Moving from tree to tree. Just a little. Oh no. Quick think. I'll just come out and talk to them. Tia da gona perdi om? Oh, wait. What am I doing? No one here really speaks Cornish anymore. Sorry, human. But do not be afraid of me, please. I know I can look scary, but I promise you I'm not. So please don't run away from me. What am I? I'm Espergen, and I just want to talk to you. If you will just stay there, and I can come closer and... Could I ask a small favor of you first before I come closer? Do you see those clothes on the washing line? Could you possibly change them from being inside out to the normal way, please? I know this is a strange request, but could you do that for me? Thank you so much, human. Thank you for doing that. Well, as I was saying, I just wish to speak to you a little. You see, I've been watching you for a while now, and since many otherworldly beings are starting to show themselves more, I thought it was my time too, as well. Yes, I did say I have been watching you. I spent a few hours each day watching you from here, but I had no clue how to approach you. However, today, I just decided to go for it, and now here we are. What do I want to talk about? Well, I am still a little apprehensive about you, so for now, how about I just tell you more about me and answer some questions about Spriggans? Yes, I am most definitely a Spriggan, despite what you may know about us. There is a lot of misinformation going around about us and what we are, and that does need changing, honestly. First of all, I would like to actually correct myself and you at the same time. Although I have said Spriggan, it's actually pronounced Spridjan, not Spriggan. You need to emphasize the D in Spridjan. And then say Jan as in the word January. Spriggan. Some of my kind do get a little upset, but I mean, you've never really heard the proper way to say it before, so I can't blame you much. And our name comes from Cornish and not English, so I can't blame ya. Another thing is our looks. People associate us looking grotesquely ugly, tree-like old men, but with large, young-appearing faces. And as you can see with me, I look much more beautiful and human in appearance. Oh no, the men all do look like what I described, but the women, not so much. Then again, mythology doesn't really care about us. What was the clothes thing earlier? Oh, that. Well, you see, not many people know about this, but the reason you hang your clothes inside out on the washing line is to keep the fairies away and stop them from stealing them. I know it sounds ridiculous, but in the past, we were blamed if a house was robbed, a building collapsed, or if cattle or clothes were stolen. Humans, however, needed a way to stop that happening, and thus they invented the magic way of using inside-out clothes to ward us off. Laugh as you may, but I must tell you, it is as effective as holy water and iron at repelling us. And that is why humans carry on that practice, even today, to stop us. But are we exactly? Well, it is funny you should ask that, because lots of people think we are spirits of the forest or nature. But in actuality, we are ghosts of giants. And we guard treasure wherever it may be, including old ruins, under cairns, and inside and atop of burrows. Some of us even work as guardians for powerful fairies, keeping them safe at all hours from anyone who would mean them harm, quite like the trolls from Norse mythology. We may look small too, but because of what we are, we still have monstrous strength, and some of us can even change our size back to a giant, so don't underestimate us, or you may find yourself replaced by a changeling. A changeling is a kind of body double that we can leave behind when we kidnap humans for wronging us so that your family does not get suspicious. Oh, no, I'm not aiming to kidnap you. And although we do have an unpleasant disposition and delight in working mischief against humans, you have not wronged me, so I would not need to do that. Though, before I kidnap you, I would prefer to play some tricks on you, like suddenly rising a whirlwind or sending out a sudden storm to destroy your garden. Is something the matter, human? You seem slightly under the weather and sound bunged up. A cold, you say? Well, if you would like, human, I do know an old herbal remedy to fix that up quickly, along with some magic too. Call it a gift of friendship between us. So if you wouldn't mind, could you come a little closer, so then I can use my powers to call in the forest to assist me? Don't be afraid, human. I promise you will not be harmed. Good. Now then, just relax and let the wind take hold of you, along with some help from the forest. Can you hear the wind blowing against your ears? Can you feel it going into you to heal you? Let its embrace take you and infuse you with its magic. Let your body relax and go limp, only being held by magic. feel the veins of the forest making their way over you and caressing your face and ear. Allow them to enter your ears and send your body into a relaxing bliss while I work on making you the cure. Are you nice and relaxed now? Maybe you feel like falling asleep as my magic spoils your senses. But you can't do that now. Just enjoy it while it lasts. Your medicine is ready now. No, don't look at it. Just open your mouth and drink up. That's it. Just like that. Just keep drinking while enjoying the feeling of the wind and the vines around you. You're almost done, human. Just a little more. There, all done. Now, I'm gonna slowly let you down. So come back to your senses. But keep your eyes closed still. There you go, human. I have released you. Now you can open your eyes and look back to me. You are looking better already, may I say. You should start to feel even better. You are most welcome. You wish to invite me inside? Well, I am flattered for the offer. But I must decline. You see, I must get back now to guarding my treasure, as I have neglected my duties for too long, but maybe I will another time. Just know, though, that this forest behind your house is my home, and I will always be in there each day. So for now, it is goodbye, human, but know I will visit you again soon. And I have enjoyed my time speaking to you.